Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Bashalach. Children of Israel, in their haste to leave Egypt, were undeterred in their flight to freedom. Yet they were fleeing with a purpose, moving toward the culmination in Exodus. Rather than running away, they were running toward their newfound destiny as a people who would enter an eternal covenant with God at Sinai. Despite the many years of captivity that had worn heavy on their souls, they now had volition as a free people, yearning for the fulfillment of the dreams of a promised land that had been passed down to them from generation to generation. On the precipice of freedom from their past, they are pursued by Pharaoh and his chariots, horses, and riders. It's mentioned in Exodus chapter 14, verses 8 through 9. Pharaoh and his courtiers had a change of heart. He relented of letting the people go free from serving Egypt, Exodus 14, 5. And the Egyptian people also changed their minds. What caused this reversal of thought concerning Bnei Israel, who went into the desert at the behest of Pharaoh and his courtiers, who urged them to leave after the last straw, so to speak, when the plague of the firstborn took the life of an Egyptian in every household? Or HaChaim comments that for the Egyptian people, reality finally settled in after several days, and they realized that there was now a big gap in the workforce where they would need to make up the difference. There had never been an ounce of compassion toward the children of Israel. If there had been, then the Egyptians would not want to put them under servitude again. Only fear for the sake of self-preservation motivated them to oust the Hebrews. Pharaoh's hard-heartedness returned, replete with his pride, compelling him to retrieve the Hebrew people. The fear for his life that prompted him to let them go now became fear of survival without the people he enslaved. His recklessness led his army into a greater peril. Pharaoh and his army raced headlong to their ruin without considering the lessons they should have learned through the Makos, plagues. Neither capable of compassion toward the Hebrew people, nor reflection on the wrongdoing that led to the near destruction of Egypt, they persisted in their ways. They raced toward their own demise without any reservations. Thus, as they approached the encampment of Bnei Israel near the Sea of Reeds, they were plunged into darkness when the cloud of glory moved in between the Israelite camp and the Egyptian camp. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. All that night an east wind swept through the sea, parting the waters on the right and the left, leaving the seabed dry, creating a pathway through the sea. And the children of Israel crossed over to the other side, while the Egyptians perished as the waters closed in around them as they pursued the Israelites. Thus, the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. Exodus chapter 14, verse 30. In like manner, our trust in Hashem, rather than our pride in ourselves, will compel us to be open to his guidance so that we can break free of our netzavim limitations in order for a renewal to take place in our lives. This may not be as dramatic as the Yam Suf, the parting of the sea, yet for each shift in our personal endeavors to improve ourselves, we will find a little more freedom. Moreover, instead of taking the world upon our shoulders, we need to acknowledge that it is Hashem who carries the weight of the world. Like Pharaoh, we prefer to be in charge of every detail of our lives and even to attempt exercise control over others. yet we should look to ourselves and cease and desist from the tyranny of our own ego. In order to reach our full potential after crossing through the murky waters of our past into a life of renewal, it is necessary to transcend the limitations of our lower nature. Rather than be ruled by our instincts, we may ascribe to our conscience and make the decisions in life that will be of most benefit to the soul. Shabbat Shalom.